The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football, featuring Zach Zaidman, Bears veteran Patrick Manley, and more of your favorite Bears players. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Tempur-Pedic, and Comcast.
It's game week. Alongside the co-host, the longest tenured Bear in the history of the franchise, Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, with our special guest for the entire hour, number 22, running back Matt Forte. Man, you must be so excited, Matt. Game week, the first chance to unveil this new offense against the Carolina Panthers tomorrow.
Yeah, very excited. We've been doing a lot of work out here, getting a new playbook underway and all that stuff. So it's time to get on the field and, you know, hit somebody else who's not on our own team.
Yeah, you're probably getting sick of getting thudded up by our own jerseys, our own helmets.
Yeah, you know, that's why I think last week they had a couple fights, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you get tired of that, so you want to go out there and get somebody else.
That's what I heard today in the lunchroom. I think it was Blake Costanza. I was like, God, I just can't wait to hit somebody else. They're sick of going, you know, the same practice routine against the same guy all the time.
What's it going to look like, this offense? Not necessarily game one. Not this preseason game. But, like, what's the overall plan here? Because you guys know the way it's supposed to look eventually.
Yeah, it's like we've been practicing. It's high tempo. You know, Coach Stressman gets the play in. Jay gets it, calls the play. We run up to the line, get our calls in. And, you know, we hike the ball and then, you know, get everything where it's, like, executed. Everything's, like, has a specific plan, like, whatever route concept it is or whatever run play it is there's a specific plan, and everybody has that job to do on there. So it's more of a high tempo like that, where we don't want to waste time getting to the ball and making calls. And, you know, the play clock is running. Everybody knows that. So we want to get up there and be efficient with all that stuff.
How excited are you to get the ball back out in space, outside on the swing passes, things like that, you know, the West Coast offense?
Yeah,
I think Charlie Garner had, 91 receptions last time?
I think 90, 91.
Something like that,
In that area, but yeah.
He knows the numbers.
You know that, Pat, you know, you were here last year, yeah. And you know how frustrating it was just, you know, not to be able to get the ball out.
I've just seen your skill set and know what you're good at and where you're good with the ball in your hands.
Can I ask a question? And you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but when you're used the way you were 2 years ago and you make the Pro Bowl and everyone sees all the different things that you can do, and then that doesn't happen, is there a part of you that wants to knock on the door of the coach and say, hey, you know, maybe we should do this? Or because you guys are winning games, do you just kind of have to be quiet and suck it up, so to speak?
I think it's a little mix of both. I mean, you can always suggest something, you know, it's how you suggest it. You can't just knock on the door like, hey, we need to start doing this. Throw me the ball. You know,
can,
that type
but they
stuff.
Won't be real happy.
Yeah, you know, they won't be real receptive of that. But, you know, when that happened, you know, last year, it was more my role to you know, try to get the running game going. You know, I wasn't really, I guess, involved. I was more actually blocking during pass plays and, you know, just trying to protect, you know, Jay out there so that he can get throws off. But, you know, it's more of a team, you know, aspect of the game. You know, you're not out there just, hey, let me get the ball out in space more and do this. But, you know, you focus, like when we were winning games and stuff, obviously the defense was playing, you know, very well. So, you know, that's why now it's so important for us to, you know, step it up. So we still have the same defense, you know, a lot of great guys, Pro Bowls on that side of the ball. If we can step it up on offense, I think, play at their level, then we can be a really good team.
In your brief time as a Bear, man, there have been so many different offenses that you've had to learn. How long realistically does it take to kind of put it all together?
It doesn't take that long, actually, if, you know, everybody, you know, through training camp and then in the offseason, putting it in through OTAs. You know, when Mike Martz first got here, we were thinking it's going to be a, you know, rebuilding year, whatever that means or whatever. And we actually, you know, did really well, ended up going, you know, pretty far in the playoffs and stuff. So, and we really weren't even hitting on all cylinders then. So, you know, if you can focus on what you do best, you know, that's what we have to do when we get in the preseason, is find out what we're good at, you know, as an offense, and because there's a lot of plays, find out what we do best and run best, and then focus on that part.
How much of the playbook is in, or how much of, I guess it's how much is it in? Is there more coming in every day still in training camp?
We've, like, even last night, we still installed a couple of new plays and stuff. Less is being installed, but the full playbook, I don't even think is all the way in yet. Cause I still think he has a lot of wrinkles that he's going to put in, like, for the regular season when we game plan other teams.
Yeah, to be fair, Mark Trestman has said that the starters are only going to play a very little amount. So it's basically just to kind of get a sweat in a little bit more than a regular practice.
Yeah, I mean, that's what most first preseason games the starters do. And it's more of it's almost like a training camp practice just live, you know, out there. So you want to execute a couple plays out there and, watch it on film. You know, it's different when you're up here, you know, doing thudding and it's live, you know, full speed blocking and tackling and cut blocking and all that stuff.
I've spent so much time talking about the offense. Matt, you must be excited to see how Patrick Manley's skills mesh with the new special teams coordinator, Joe DeCamillis.
Yeah,
you know,
how's that going, Pat?
It's going good, man. The guy's got a great personality. I think he described Robbie, said that guy's a piece of work. Joe's not far off.
Know.
No, I'm just kidding. He's great, man. He's just got a great personality. He's got a... It's a different energy to our meetings and things like that. But scheme-wise, there's only so much you can do. There's some different stuff you might see on punt that messes with me a little bit. But when you have Devin Hester as a returner, you want to make sure you take care of that guy.
Yeah, to me, it's unbelievable. And I don't know if you guys saw the Devin Hester that we saw the day that Lovie Smith was fired, but he was as down as you could possibly be, talking about retirement at the time. And he's done a complete 180. You know, you see him now. He's motivated. I think he wants to prove a lot of people wrong. And when you have that chip on your shoulder and you have that kind of talent, it's scary.
Yeah, I think he does. He wants to prove some stuff. Because, not that, he pays attention to what people say in the media and stuff. But a lot of people say stuff. And, I'm pretty sure it gets back to him. And, he wants to prove that he is the greatest returner.
I didn't get to spend a whole much time with him before. But now I do because he's with us a lot. The guy works his tail off. And that's what... If he's working that hard with that much talent, he's going to have a good season.
Now, does he hang out with you guys? Does he listen to Pearl Jam the way you guys do and go golfing all the time?
No, we haven't got him in the golfing circle yet. He's got to show us an official handicap before we do that.
Teach him any, like, special team tricks, like spinning the ball and
aren't tricks. Those are how to kill boredom. I tell him you got to switch knees and you're taking a knee at least every 3 or 4 minutes. You don't want to callus up the knees.
I did see something amazing, though. He was at one point during one of the training camp practices, you guys used him as on the kick block unit.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost blocked one.
Yeah, I think you'll see him in some other roles besides just kick returner.
Yeah, I mean, he beat a cheetah. So
that's right. Could
Matt Forte beat a cheetah? Don't answer yet. We'll come back.
I think I want to race maybe a lion or something after he just ate or something like that.
Rod Marinelli leaves, and instead of watching videos, you guys are actually racing against the predators that he used to show you on the videotape screen. All right, coming back when we return, more with Matt Forte for the entire hour. It's game week. Bears, Panthers tomorrow. Patrick Manley is here. I'm Zach Zabin. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Zach Zabin, along with my co-host, the long snapper, Patrick Manley, and running back Matt Forte here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. You want to run against a lion, Matt?
Or an ostrich or something like that.
Something without
I decided teeth. To rethink that. Yeah, maybe an ostrich.
I mean,
they're pretty fast, though, aren't they?
I know.
This
like
all
36
started.
Miles an hour.
Is that what, yeah, that'd be pretty
good.
Yeah,
I watched the Discovery Channel a lot.
So,
Shark Week this
that's
week.
All we get in our rooms.
Man, what's that like, by the way? Having to be stuck in... You're an adult. You live the good life throughout most of the off season. You're training, but you're on your own schedule. And then you come here to training camp, and you are under the schedule of Mark Trestman's Bears.
I don't know what his room is like, but I always take a little trip to Walmart, and I buy a little carpet I put in. Like, as soon as you walk in the room, I'll buy a regular light, like a lamp. I put some posters up this year.
What kind of posters?
Yeah, what kind of posters,
Pat? I always go, like, when you go to Walmart and they got the rack of posters, I just kind of randomly picked one. I picked one for my daughter. It's a princess poster, all the Disney princesses up in my room. I've got Bob Marley poster and the Man of Steel on the wall, the Superman. I don't know. It's just whatever they had. They had a bunch of Justin Bieber and One Direction, but I'm not into those guys.
One Direction? You sure?
No. Well, I do have to listen to them sometimes in the car.
Yeah.
With a 7-year-old. But how about you? Are you into them?
No.
No,
not really.
Can you name one of the band members?
Jimmy? No. Yeah, I've seen your room. Your room's pretty nice. I finally made it down to the first floor this year.
That's right.
Oh,
welcome, welcome.
That's the big floor. That's where the heavy hitters of the
team
are.
That's where the big guys stay.
That's right.
You know.
So.
But yeah, I used to go come to camp, and I stayed when I was on the second floor. I just had I was just basically had just a room, you know. And Kellen Davis, when he was here, he had the TV and the PlayStation, all that stuff. So I just go to his room.
Yeah.
But now I got a TV, a recliner in there, so it's pretty relaxing.
Yeah. The recliner makes it. Before all you had was your bed in there, so you just either lay down or stand up. Now having like a recliner in there makes it a little more comfortable. Yeah.
You know, I see Peanut Charles Tillman. He'll tweet pictures of his room, and he's got those. What do you call those things that
Normatec.
He puts his legs in there. What does it do?
It's like a recovery. Thing, you know, it I think it like it it's compression, and it, you know, it inflates and deflates and whatever.
Yeah, it helps,
goes
helps like your blood flow in and
out
of your legs.
New blood in your legs.
Now, do you do anything crazy like that, or you know, Urlach used to have the oxygen hyperbaric chamber thing going on?
I do the Normatec sometimes in there. What else?
I've got some alternative, like a thing called the ARP therapy. It's an ARP trainer.
Yeah,
it's like
the
stem unit. And then I've got from the Egoscue methods, another type of rehab training deal. I have a thing called the tower. I think everybody asked what that was when I got out of my car. And I'll lay on the ground, and you know, you set your legs
it's Jenga.
Different level.
Yeah, it's a huge Jenga game.
I'm big into that.
Patrick Manley is here. So is Matt Forte. I'm Zach Zavner here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Who's got the weirdest room or the weirdest habits? You know, because usually after practice, you guys get to go home during the regular season, and you don't have to see your teammates in this kind of a setting, in a dorm room like setting.
It's not one on our team now, but Reuben Brown, when he was here, he used to take his recliner and put it in the hallway, and he would sleep there in the afternoon so he wouldn't be late for meetings, because he was a heavy, heavy sleeper.
Right.
So you'd have to step over him to go to the bathroom. He'd just be with his mouth wide open, his blanket pulled up to his chin, reclined in the hallway. And then when it was time for meetings, you had to give him about a 10-minute warning. That was pretty odd.
Weird. Yeah.
And I don't know how he slept, because people were walking up and down the hallway all day long, but I guess he was right. He was a heavy sleeper.
Someone tell him that there are alarm clocks for that kind of thing now.
I guess he could sleep through it. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems to me like there's nothing quirky about what you do, Matt.
Quirky?
Quirky.
Nah,
like
that's more like Martellus Bennett, those type of guys. Yeah.
We had him on last week,
yeah.
And quirky is a good way to describe
very,
Martellus
very entertaining.
Bennett.
Yeah, quirky, weird.
He is weird.
Yeah. Odd.
Odd. Good. Funny, occasionally entertaining.
Yes.
He said that, you know, he had the most successful Bears All Access radio program ever in the history of the show.
He's already proclaimed that?
That's what he's saying, yeah.
Are the ratings out yet?
Yeah. So it's funny because there's so many different personalities on the team, just on the offensive side of the ball, because you're the third offensive guy that we've had on the show this year. So you get Jay Cutler, who's very different from Martellus Bennett, who's very different from you, and you're very different from Brandon Marshall. It's just...
Yeah, we do have a lot of different personalities. I think it works together because you can't have too many of the same personalities, because then, you know, there's either nobody who's going to make somebody laugh and lighten the mood or whatever, and then, you know, you don't have too many people being all serious in there. So, you know, Garz is funny. You know,
does Alshon Jeffrey talk?
No, he just smiles. only smiles. All you see is teeth when the huddle. Just smiles. If he talks, he talks through his teeth. Like, yeah, it's funny. And Jay Webb, he just laughs.
Yeah, he's got that big laugh.
Yeah, he's like, okay, yeah.
He stopped tweeting, so the nation
the
can
nation.
No longer find out about him.
There's no more nation.
It's no, I think they're that. Does it get you know, a little troublesome on the practice field when the nation comes out with him? Or
I think the only troublesome part is when people tweet dumb stuff and then you get ripped on about that.
That is, to me, and you know, you guys both have Twitter accounts. Mm-hmm. Does it surprise you when people put out just craziness on Twitter?
It doesn't surprise me anymore. I mean, people on the internet, there's a lot of internet tough guys. They can say whatever they want, you know, but you know, you have to censor your stuff because obviously you're under a microscope. So it's wild. You get a lot of
I know last year you got mad at certain things that were posted. I remember when I believe there was an article that came out about you and your training and your knee.
Yeah.
Did you see what Matt did?
No.
Matt then goes out.
That was during the contract stuff. And they were like, oh, the Bears haven't given him a contract because his knee is weak or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember all
and
that.
So I had to post. I was like, well, doesn't look weak to me. And I was running uphill with a sled.
With a sled.
Speaking of that, the hill, did you do the hill before you got here?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it something?
Yeah, I always do it every offseason. I took Martellus
No, but I mean, before you came to Chicago, did you do it back home?
No, because we didn't have any hills, and it's pretty much flat down in Louisiana.
I guess that's true.
So, it, I mean, the difference is it was like 1,000 degrees down there, so if you just run, it's pretty hot, and it's hard to do it anyway. But. Yeah.
So who'd you take? You took Martellus, and who else?
Yeah,
did you
I took Martellus, Jermon Bushrod went a couple times with me. But,
you brought him into the ground?
I did. Yeah, I asked, actually asked Bushrod about it. He's like,
did he come back? He just did it once?
He actually came. He came back. But he was struggling that first time.
That says and, a lot for him.
Now, was that tougher than the conditioning drill that you guys had to do to start camp?
It can be. It is it's a lot more difficult, I think, running uphill and then doing it repetitively. But it is hard, you know, the 300-yard shuttles because you have to make that turn and come back. And it's a lot
start
of
and stop
one
on
way.
That, yeah. And there's some strategy to that of getting in and out of the turn.
The only way to prepare for that is really to run the test, really.
So and I heard Isaiah Fry was the fastest guy.
No, I don't know.
Oh, speaking of that, Zach, have you run it anymore yet?
No, I'm still in training. I did one 300-yard shuttle, and I finished it in 63 seconds, which would make me an average offensive lineman, but I'm
that's
like
pretty good.
200 pounds.
But he ran one
were
of
you,
them.
Were
he
you
run
running with both
them.
Legs?
I was running with both legs and and a bicycle. It's I don't know how you guys did, because I can't imagine getting back after 2 minutes doing it again, let alone a third time. That's hard.
The recovery time? Yeah.
That's very, very hard.
And when we come back after the break, can we find out who the biggest celebrity is from Slidell, Louisiana?
Oh, yeah, we definitely need to find out who that is.
Okay. All right, we can set the record straight on that.
Matt Forte is our guest for the full hour. Patrick Manley is along. I'm Zach Zabin. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670. Your score. Alongside Patrick Manley, I'm Zach Zabin. Matt Forte is along. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. So Matt's a Louisiana kid, grew up in Slidell, which is right outside New Orleans.
And we had I guess the question is, the former Bull and Duke Blue Devil, Chris Duhon.
Yep.
Who's a bigger celebrity? Who gets more free meals?
I'd have to go with myself. Honestly. Yeah.
Do you go back much?
I do. I go out through a football camp every year.
Yeah. How many kids you got?
Last year it was around 250. This year, like 350 showed up.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's great.
It's a great thing because when I grew up there's this place called SYFA, Slidell Youth Football Association. There's three football fields. And every Saturday, like, thousands of kids are out there. And there's games from, like, 10 in the morning till 8, 9 at night and just play all day. And, you know, that they provided me, with the skills and my dad and coaching me and stuff, just with the fields and stuff there to be able to, you know, set me up to make it to college and, you know, play in the NFL. So I was like, I have to give back to those guys. And when I played, you sign up and you get a helmet, shoulder pads and all the stuff. Like now you sign up, you got to buy your own stuff. So I was like, I got to give those guys some pads and stuff because, you know, some people can't afford that stuff. So
that's huge.
Yeah.
Giving back to the community, that's a big deal. When you were a kid, now your dad was a pretty good player back in his own right. Who was the big celebrity in Slidell when you were a kid that you looked up to?
There wasn't one.
Chris Duhon.
Probably my dad. I was a celebrity.
Yeah.
Even in
the local
school.
Celebrity, the little third grader walking around.
They were like, man, that kid's going to be good when he gets up. No. I mean, I looked up to my dad because he played football, defensive lineman at Tulane as well, and had a chance to free agent-wise, go on a couple of teams, but he had three knee injuries while in college. He played on that real bad turf.
Yeah, real turf.
Tulane, yeah, and he was like, you know, he'd rather, you know, I guess get a job or whatever. But, you know, just looking up to him, I knew he played college football, and, you know, when my first day playing football, I was like, I told my dad, I was like, I'm going to play NFL football. And he's looking at me like, okay, because he's been through college. Like, yeah, you know, and then he just saw my work ethic and how he instilled that in me and my brother. And he was like, man, maybe he will be one day continue to do that. And it was weird. Like, Tulane was my only football scholarship offered. So I was like, well, my choice is easy. I'm going to Tulane. Ended up following his footsteps, so it was a good story. Like
now,
that.
Was it disappointing, though? I mean, at the time, because I'm sure you wanted to go, probably LSU. Doesn't every kid want to go to LSU?
I mean, everybody wants to go to the big-time football schools. Like, I went to a Nike camp at, like, Texas A&M. I went to all the LSU football camps, but, like, when I was coming out, they had, like, 10 running backs already. And, you know, I didn't want to walk on anywhere like that. So went with the scholarship, and everything turned out good. And
when did you know, like, what year? I think it was, like, my junior year, I started getting a little notice for long snapping and a little bit off in the lineman. When did you notice that or know that you could have a potential to go play pro?
My junior year in high school, too, we went, like, far in the playoffs, and I started getting letters after that. And you're like, oh, man, I'm getting letters from colleges and stuff. So, you know, my senior year, you get, you know, more motivated, like, well, I got to really, you know, step it up this year. Same thing in college. I think after my junior year, I had got an injury at the end of the year, and I was actually doing real well at the time. And so my senior year was coming up, and I was like, I got to do something, you know, extraordinary to get put on the map from Tulane. You know, it's not a school that anybody really kind of, like, flocks to watch for football. So gaining 2,000 yards my senior year really kind of put me on the map, and I was lucky enough to go get invited to Combine and Senior Bowl and all that stuff.
Lucky us.
I'm just still amazed that they actually send out letters for long snappers.
I was an offensive lineman as well, man. That's what I got my scholarship for. And then I just had
So the long snapper thing
was
kind of
a little extra. Don't knock on me a little bit.
He's a lineman first.
I was a lineman first is what I did in college. And I chose Duke. And if I would have gone to a bigger school, I don't think I would have long snapped. I don't think I'd be playing in the pros.
Is there a part of you, though, that now that you're in the NFL, that have you ever wanted to go out there just one game?
Well, I did one preseason game, and I think I gave up 2 sacks at left tackle.
They had you at left tackle.
Oh, yeah. My first 3 years, first 4 years, I practiced offensive line. And then Tony Wise, the fourth preseason game my rookie year, I went in, and we had a 2-minute drill with Moses Moreno as the quarterback, and I got him sacked twice. So whenever we run 2-minute drill
back in
during practice, 98, that was 1998.
I was like,
yeah,
two.
What was it like playing with Ron Rivera?
No, he was actually he was our coach's assistant when I first got here. He wasn't even a coach on staff, or he was, but he was like a what do you call him?
Duboy.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt Forte and Patrick Manley are here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. It's funny. A couple of weeks ago, we found out that Pat actually played a college game against Mel Tucker when Tucker was a college player.
That's awesome.
Yep. The Hall of Fame game, 1994, down in Tampa, now the Outback Bowl. I think there's 3 or 4 of the coaches I might be older than, so that just tells you how old I am.
You got a lot of history on this team.
I mean, he's the longest tenured Bear ever. I mean, you think about all the great names through the years.
I can't wait one day to just tell my kids I played with
Pat. Yeah, right. Well, who?
They're like, man, this guy played with George Halas, man. I
mean, that's pretty special. By the way, and I told you this privately, and I think you already knew it, but you think about the history of the Bears organization, it's linebackers and running backs over the years, from Red Grange all the way to Matt Forte. Do you realize Pat is 840 yards away from becoming the second all-time leading rusher in Chicago Bears history behind Walter Payton?
That's pretty impressive. And you've done it in how many years?
This is my 6th year.
That to me is more impressive, how quickly he's done.
Yeah, I mean, that's – and they also throw him the ball. I mean, it's not as though you're just running. I mean, as I think Trestman said it best. Out of all the people that are learning the offense, forget about the quarterback because that's a different animal. There are 3 different responsibilities that you have to know and be ready for when September 8th rolls around.
Yeah, we got to run the ball, got to catch, and also block. So
Was there a time in your career when some running back coach grabbed you and said protection is just as important as the other two?
Yeah, my college career. My freshman year going to Tulane, Coach Greg Davis was my running back coach the entire time there. And he coached Mawelde Moore the 4 years before that, and I think he played. He's been in the league for like 9 years.
Yeah, a long time.
And he told me, he's like, there's 3 aspects of this game if you want to be a – you know, recruited by the NFL, if you want to make it and be a professional, an all-around running back, you have to run the ball, you got to be able to catch the ball in the backfield, run routes, and also protection is just as important. You know, if you can't block, then, you know, all these guys up here blocking for you, that's not fair, and I understood that. And so, you know, being at Tulane, I definitely worked on those.
We got to take a timeout. When we come back, it's the highest-rated segment of the radio program. Are you a Bears authority? This is Bears Access with the co-host Patrick Manley. I'm Zach Zaidman, and star running back Matt Forte is with us for the full hour on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. And another low snap there again. I stuttered again.
Yeah, that's a short snap right there. You know what I would do? Here's a little advice. It'll work. I'm telling you. Next time, next week.
Maybe read before I read it.
That might help. And smile while you're reading. So you sound pleasant and comfortable and happy.
I'm working on it.
Take another crack at it.
No, that's okay. Let's get to the game.
Is that how you do that?
Patrick Manley is here. I'm Zach Zaidman. We welcome you to another edition of Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, joined by Matt Forte. And we're kind of lucky because, Forte is going to probably have, a series tomorrow against the Panthers and taking time out to join us here for our highest-rated segment on the radio program.
I might play as many snaps as he's going to play.
Yeah. Wait, James Anderson, by the way, is the backup long snapper,
right? He is. He's pretty good.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to challenge him for that job.
Yeah, Pat, that is pretty good. You're right.
Are you?
Yeah. I've been taking some lessons from Pat.
No, right. No, he's good. He's got natural ability.
That's good.
Second career. He can keep his career as a backup long snapper,
Yeah, because the
next contract.
So Desmond Clark, and we laugh about this all the time, he's on the low end of the Patrick Manley replacements, right?
I remember that. Great practice player.
All right, time now to play Are You a Bears Authority, brought to you by Sports Authority, and here's how we play. I ask a question. If you know the answer, you hit the buzzer. You can hit it right now. That's what it's going to sound like, and then Matt, you would be able to answer the question there. Whoever gets the answer right, we play a best out of seven here, wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. Patrick, you will be playing for Daniel Franzak from Hudson, Florida. And Matt, you're going to be playing for Charlie Salter from Arlington Heights. And if you're listening right now and you want to sign up for a future show to play this game, go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page, where you can also listen to all of our old shows, including the one with Martellus Bennett last week, which, again, is very highly rated. All right, question number one. Ready for this? It's going to get intense. Bears offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer was once an assistant coach at Northwestern University just outside of Chicago. What position group did he coach there? Pat.
I'm going to go with offensive line.
You got it right. An amazing guess.
Yes.
And before we go to question two, and by the way, Matt leads right now. Pat leads Matt 1-0. Cromer said early in training camp that he wanted you. The Saints wanted you very badly. Did you know?
No, I didn't know that. He told me that when I first got here and I was talking to him, and I took a visit there. And I just think they thought were bringing me in just because I'm from around there.
Right.
But good thing I ended up where I'm at, because it's working out pretty well.
Yeah, they know how to take care of running backs here in Chicago, except for last year, but we won't go into that. Question number two, where did Bears tight end Martellus Bennett play his college ball? Matt.
Texas A&M.
Yes. Oh, man, we've got a good one today. 1-1, Matt and Pat. Question number three, the Bears just signed tight end Leonard Pope. What team did he play for? Matt.
I buzzed it too early. Was it college or
Georgia?
Incorrect. Would you like me to complete the question, Pat?
Please.
The Bears just signed tight end Leonard Pope. What team did he play for last season?
Pittsburgh.
Correct. A 2-1 lead for Patrick Manley over Matt Forte here in the game we like to call Are You a Bears Authority? And by the way, Pope is currently the tallest Bear on the active roster at 6'8". I tweeted a picture of him side by side with the actual Pope Mobile, and I don't think he could fit inside it.
You're bored.
Yes, I was bored.
Stalker?
These practices are long, especially when special teams is out there. So many different people running back and forth.
That means something's going on.
For
you. Yeah, we're 33.3% of the team. You should pay just as much attention to us.
That is true, and if you respect the game, you respect special teams.
That's right.
Respect it.
That's what Joe DiCamillo said. All right, get back to the game. Right now, Pat has a 2-1 lead over Matt. Question four, what year did the Bears hold their first training camp here in Bourbonnais? Patrick.
Oh, see, that was...
You were here, right?
Yeah, I know. So we were in Platteville from...
3, 2, 1.
2001.
Incorrect. Matt, do you want to take a guess?
2000.
Incorrect.
Ah, it's 2002.
It was 2002.
Dang it.
All right, so it's still 2-1. Patrick Manley leading Matt Forte. Question number five. Can you spell Devin Aromashadu's last name? Pat.
No.
That is correct.
Do you want to take a crack at it?
His last name, right?
Yes, Aroma Shadu.
A R O M A S H A.
Incorrect.
I'll give it to him.
It's
you can get over half of it. You get the point.
It's if Pat, it's your you're in the lead. So if you say Matt gets the point, then he gets the point. We got a tie game here.
Tie it up. Let's
all right,
go.
It's 2-2. And by the way, the Aroma Shadu is spelled A R O M A S H O D U. Aroma Shadu. All right. Question 6. Game tied at 2. True or false? Guard Matt Slauson and cornerback Isaiah Fry were both sixth-round draft choices. Matt.
True.
Correct. And Forte has rallied to take
that
a
back? The other one back.
Forte now has a 3-2 lead over Manalee as we go to question 7. If Pat gets it right, we go to overtime.
Oh.
If not, Matt wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for Charlie Salter from Arlington Heights. Question 7. Here we go. What height is Bears quarterback Jay Cutler? Matt?
6'3".
Correct. Matt Forte, the come from behind. He's a fourth quarter player.
That's right.
I mean, he wears down the defense, and then he pops it into the end zone. Exactly.
I did it with Jay. I built Jay's confidence. I'm just trying to build Matt's confidence as well.
So Matt Forte wins Charlie Salter a gift certificate to Sports Authority.
You're welcome, Charlie.
Yeah, and thank you guys for playing Are You a Bears Authority, brought to you by Sports Authority. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I think the biggest question most fans have about the offense are about the five guys that are in front of Matt when he tries to run the ball. So we'll get the scouting report on the Bears offensive line next, right here on Bears All Access with Matt Forte and Patrick Manley. I'm Zach Zabin on Chicago Sports Radio 670. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, along with my co-host Patrick Manley. I'm Zach Zabin, joined by Matt Forte for the full hour. And when the Bears get a takeaway this season, you will get a free Red's Tavern Double with purchase at Red Robin Restaurants. So watch the Bears game and then visit Red Robin, the home of Tavern Double Tuesday. Which reminds me, have you ever had a soft drink in your life, Matt?
Yeah, from, you know, when I was little and then through probably my freshman year of high school. Then
think
I stopped.
That. No carbonated drinks whatsoever.
You've never cheated.
Mm. Like after it was after this like really hard workout in the summer, and I was like, man, I gotta stop drinking them carbonated drinks, and so I stopped drinking sodas, and then I never had a taste for them after that. Like,
so coffee, none of that stuff.
Never had
water, and then
I never had coffee. I hate coffee, but soft drinks, I drank them at first and then stopped right in high school.
So what's the worst thing that you ever put in your body from a food standpoint?
Probably anything fried, because in Louisiana, everything's fried down there. Fried shrimp, crawfish, everything's fried.
But once the season starts, you don't do any of that stuff.
No, I mean, during the off season is when I kind of start doing that. Once you start training and stuff, eating, especially now, you really got to take care of your body, because I've read up on a lot of stuff. There's a lot of foods that cause inflammation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at a running back, you get hit enough, so you don't need extra inflammation. Then there's a lot of foods that are anti-inflammatory for you, like ginger root and all kind of stuff like that. So I use, you know, smoothies and stuff to get that.
That's what the last few years, that's what big things helped me continue playing is diet.
Mm-hmm.
Change your diet. Change what you're eating. Like Matt said, read up on stuff. Fortunately, I have a wife that knows all that stuff, so I don't have to read. She just tells me about it.
You know, the reason I bring it up is because you guys are veterans. You've played in the league. You've taken your share of hits. When you see, for example, I'm sure you watch a little bit of the Hall of Fame ceremonies, you know, and when the guys walk out, and you're talking about legends of the game, but they struggle to walk out there because the game has taken its toll. Do you think, can you allow yourself to even think that way when you love what you do out here?
That's the key there, is that we love what we do. I mean, you do see it and you understand it, but you also, like Matt's saying, if you can your body can heal itself if you treat it the right way. There are some things you need surgery to get fixed and whatnot, but
yeah,
if you take care of yourself, I think in the long run you'll do better, and you still have to take care of yourself when you're done.
Yeah, injuries are inevitable in this sport, you know, and that's why we love this sport. It's so great because we sacrifice basically our bodies, you know, every Sunday out there on that field. And, you know, when we get older, we know, like, you may need surgery or something like that. And but the main part is, that's why I'm glad they're doing a lot of concussion studies, because, you know, your body may break down, but if you can, you know, keep your mind strong, you know, you can still, you know, be around and have conversations and stuff with you know, grandkids, and then, enjoy your life after that.
No, that's a big deal. I mean, I know that a lot, just talking to a lot of the modern day players, the information, I think, is the biggest thing, because if you have the information, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Bears All Access with Patrick Manley and Matt Forte here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And I do think it's an important thing to, you know, have that information to be able to make sure that you're able to take advantage going forward and live, as Matt said, just a normal life.
That's the key. I think we don't have a lot of information about it. So the more information is gained, the more right decisions we'll make, and the better that the trainers will be with us, better the team doctors will be with us, and the more educated we'll be about our future.
All right, let's talk a little football, because I did mention that one of the things that people want to know, the offensive line. You bring in Jermon Bushrod, very talented left tackle, Slauson, a veteran guard, and Kyle Long is added to the mix. But a lot of different guys are moving around. I think the coaching staff's trying to find out about these guys as much as the rest of the players are.
Yeah, we're trying to find the best mix up there, and this will probably be the first time in a long time we've had a set five offensive linemen up there. You know, the years before, we've always had somebody who may be at left guard switching to tackle, which is difficult, you know, and you've got to find those couple of guys who can play guard and center, or somebody who can play tackle and guard, you know, just in case, you know, injuries and stuff. But
on game day, you only dress seven guys.
Yeah.
So you've got to have a swing tackle or a swing guard or a guard that can step in at center. So you've got to have guys. You need your starting five, but then you have to have two more guys that can step in and play two or three of the positions.
You know, I'll never forget.
Yeah, obviously we got Pat, who can swing at a tackle.
Yeah, that is true. In an emergency scenario, there were people that actually thought Pat was going to have to play last year. I think it was the game that Lance Lewis went down.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And at one point, I think Jay Cutler came over, and who's my guard? He didn't know. And Karimi had to play guard for the first time in an NFL game. That's the situation you want to avoid this year, which is why Cromer's moving guys around.
Yes, and like I said, it's important for us to find the best mix of those guys. You know, Jermon is going to be very good for us. Matt is a mauler up there, and I think he works good next to guards. And we got to find out about Kyle, see if he's going to continue to retain the information that he's trying to learn. And Jay Webb's going to be good because he stopped tweeting, so so that should help him out.
You know,
That's the trick.
I do think that, and I could be wrong on this, but you know firsthand, do you think running backs have an advantage early in the year because teams really don't spend a lot of time tackling, you know, in practice and in these preseason games, that you can take advantage of that?
I don't know.
Or does it take
I wouldn't
time?
Go that far to say that we have an advantage. I mean, I think tackling is almost kind of like riding a bike. You never really, you know, forget how to tackle. Maybe later in the game they may get worn down where they're not running their feet through a tackle, and then you could break a tackle that way. But I think that always happens in games.
And you appear, at least to me, to be stronger from a low. Your legs are stronger this year. Is that? And last year I remember you were talking to me about how you changed your running style just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do this off season to kind of take your game to the next level?
Continuing to, you know, when you get to year six and seven, eight, like that type of stuff as a running back, you really got to take care of your body. So early on in my career, you know, I would just almost train year-round, you know, instead of taking time off. And so you get worn out easy. And so now, you know, you take some time off, you rest. And then once you start training before camp, like I said, running the hills, it's really helped out. I mean, it really strengthens your legs, and especially endurance-wise, like running through practices through camp and stuff. I don't think during practice I ever really get heavy legs out there. You know, maybe once we're done, you know, after that it's you can recover. And you know, I think lifting weights, you know, just many different things, even like Pilates type of stuff.
Really?
It's a lot of body weight type of stuff, which is what you use when you're running a game. You're not really running with a 45-pound plate or like something like that. It's your body weight. So if you do a lot of body weight type of stuff, it strengthens your joints, your ligaments and stuff, and also your muscles.
So you can move in all these different directions. Mm-hmm. Matt Forte is along, so is Patrick Manley. When we come back tomorrow, you're going to see a bunch of former teammates, including Greg Olsen, DJ Moore, Ron Rivera, a former defensive coordinator with the Bears. I want you guys to share some of the funnier stories when it comes to those guys. We'll discuss next here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. This is how I go. Our final few moments here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, with my co-host Patrick Vanelli. I'm Zach Zaidman, joined by Bears running back Matt Forte, as the Bears get ready to take on the Panthers tomorrow in Charlotte. And the reason I'm laughing is because one of the things that I want to talk about in this segment, these Panthers that are ex-Bears, including Greg Olsen and DJ Moore, Ron Rivera, and Matt Forte has a picture of DJ Moore. Remember when he used to play, I don't know if you could see this on TV, but every now and then he'd take the helmet off and he would have face paint, but unlike any other player that you see in the league, it was like just he'd dab a little bit of the...
It wasn't under his eyes. It was right on the tip of his nose. I don't know. It was about the size of a quarter.
it looked awkward. He also had a Nike swoosh. I mean, imagine if he had a different kind of company. You know, like if it was New Balance, he'd have the N. Like if it was Asics or Mizuno, he'd have some weird kind of thing going on. He was a different kind of character.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see. I want to see what he has in his hair this year.
Yeah, I wonder if he changed it up. A little bit.
What has he got? So it'll be fun to see.
And I'll never forget this. You know, one of his best games as a Bear, a few years back, you guys went to Dallas, and he had a couple of picks. And I remember interviewing him for the first time in the postgame show, and he goes, "Man, you never wanted to talk to me before." And I go, "You never gave me a reason to talk to you on the air." And so I started interviewing him, and he said, "Man, I've got the best hands that they've seen," and we were in Dallas at the time, "I've got the best hands that they've seen around here since Michael Irvin." And he didn't stop. I mean, he just kept going and going and going. I mean, that's the kind of guy that DJ Moore was. And he felt that... you know, I think was the Super Bowl that year was in Dallas, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And he said, "We're going to be back here." And you guys did go to the NFC Championship game that season. So, you know, maybe he did know a little something.
Well, yeah, once DJ got rolling and talking, he it was hard to get him to talk. But he didn't talk a whole lot in the locker room. But
no, he didn't talk a whole lot. But when he did, it was funny. It was going to be funny.
Now, do you guys – because you hear when guys say stuff to the media and it's flashed across the TV or, you know, in all the different newspapers. Mm-hmm. Do you ever just shake your head at some of the stuff that your teammates say?
All the time. All the time.
Yeah, because 90% of it doesn't get out, so it's a good thing it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what the conversations are like when, especially now that everyone's locker's been moved around and you guys have new locker mates, so to speak. Who are your new locker mates, Matt?
At Hallis Hall, it's Jermaine, you know, and I think, I don't know who's to the left of me anymore. I don't
know. Good conversation,
so,
then.
So me, yeah, I've been talking to Jermaine too much, but, yeah, it's, I think that's a good thing, though, because, if you look at the Hall of Fame speeches, everybody talks about the locker room, really. They don't really talk about themselves too much. They talk about the relationships they had with the teammates and stuff, and those are the best memories you're going to have is, you know, in the locker room with all the funny stuff that happens and all the conversations you have.
Yeah, that's what Trestman was saying, that he wants to kind of get you guys, because he knows that years from now, when the games are done, it's going to be the relationships that are established with the different guys in the locker room. You're exactly right. Patrick Manley is here, so is Matt Forte. All right, Greg Olsen seems to me like the kind of guy who would never say anything wrong publicly.
Yeah, but no. He was extremely, I wouldn't call him controversial. He loved, like, controversial conversations with people.
Politics.
Oh, everything. Any hot topic, he was always talking.
Yeah, he's on top of it.
And he was always right.
Oh, really?
No chance, bud. Come on, stud.
He seems to me to be the politician of the locker room. You know, a guy who...
He wore his, you know, his thoughts on his sleeves and would tell them to everybody. And then he'd try to find somebody that was the opposite of him, and they'd just start clashing each other on the couch in our training room. They would sit around there and just, you know, it almost get to the point where you're like, all right, Greg's talking again. I'm gonna get out of here.
And you were good friends with him, Matt.
Yeah, I was very friends with Greg, and it got to a point where some people would just like go against the grain on purpose just to make Greg talk about it, just get him fired up. And he would, believe me, he'd get fired up too. And he'd probably keep going talking. If you kept talking about it, he'd talk about it all day.
And Ron Rivera, I know you weren't here for the Ron Rivera era, Matt, but Patrick was.
Yeah, I think if you were asking about stories of people, Ron every now and then, not often, would get fired up in the locker room at halftime, so I can't repeat what he would say, but he was he didn't get, like I said, didn't get fired up a whole lot, but when he did, he would throw some nice words out there to get us going.
There are a couple of moments that stand out to me when Rivera was the defensive coordinator. There was one time here in Bourbonnais where he took the defense aside and he laid into them after a rough practice. There was a game in New Orleans at LSU that, you know, the defense had been sluggish at halftime, and he just went off. And then what a lot of people don't know is back in 2006, that magical Monday night game in Arizona, you know, Dennis Green had some famous comments. I'm sure you've heard about it, Matt. And that game at halftime, Olin Krutz gets credited for sparking the team. But Ron Rivera had a lot to say in that locker room, too.
I think he started that sense of urgency, that feeling. And then Olin just followed it up with getting the whole team together, because the defense was on their side doing their thing. The offense was doing their thing. And I think after listening to Ron, you know, Olin had his thoughts he wanted to get across to us and brought us together. And that honestly was one of the most inspirational. It was a great speech, but it was just the first a great time to see a team come together and do what we did in the second half.
You knew after that game that that team was headed for some special
places.
Yeah,
that was pretty special. That was just a special day, special night.
Patrick, Matt, thank you so much for joining us. It's game day. You ready for this?
Of course.
Yep. About time.
Really? Are you really excited for a first preseason game?
Yes. Of course.
It's another step to our first game. But these are kind of necessities, but they're good for us.
Well, yes, I think the most important thing is stay healthy. Yes. And keep most of the team healthy in this game. That's a big deal against the Panthers coming up tomorrow. Matt, thank you so much for spending time with us. What do you think about Patrick here in his new role as co-host?
Oh, Pat's awesome. He's a great guy. On and off the field.
Yeah, and I love the fact that he does.
I'll pay you later.
He does the entire show for 60 full minutes in his long snapper pose. I think it's very, very impressive.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to him. He's upside down. It's just kind of weird the way that works.
You can't challenge him in wall sits.
For executive producer Greg Miller, Paul Zarango, help us blast through the speakers of your radio and all the guys back at the Score Studios. I'm Zach Zaidman saying so long. This has been Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Miller Lite, Verizon, and United.